Biblically-centered kids.
Be with you.
Yo, 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 and hello. Today is a great day for Old Testament Tuesday. It's November 5th, 2024, and we are so glad that you are here with us listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. My name is Mr. Johnny.
And this is Miss Danica.
And this week we are on Virtue S, which says, we seize opportunities to serve others, putting their needs above our own.
And just like Mr. Johnny said, today is Old Testament Tuesday.
Hit it with our beat. I said it's Old Testament Tuesday. Yeah.
And with that, and with that fun little ditty, we will be reading stories from the Old Testament in the Bible that illustrates this week's biblical family virtue. We love reading from the Bible because that's the book God gave us that tells us all about Him. When we read it, we can discover what He's done in the past and then learn what He has to say to us today. I can't wait to dive into God's Word, where we find absolute truth, godly wisdom, and the unchanging promises of our Creator.
This week, we're learning all about what it means to serve others by putting their needs above our own. Sometimes, serving means doing hard things, even when we don't have to, just to help somebody else. One of the best examples of this is Ruth, a woman from the Bible who gave up everything to care for her mother-in-law, Naomi. Ruth's story shows us that true servanthood means choosing to love and serve others, even when it's difficult. So let's jump into her story and see how we can follow her example in our lives.
A long time ago, during a period where there was a great famine in the land, a woman named Naomi lived in the country of Moab. She wasn't from there originally. Naomi and her family had come from Bethlehem to escape the famine. Naomi had a husband, Elimelech, and two sons. Over time, her sons grew up and married two women from Moab. One of them was named Orpha, and the other was Ruth.
But then, very sad things began to happen to Naomi. First, her husband, Elimelech, died. Naomi's two sons were there to take care of her, but not long after that, both of them passed away too. Naomi was left all alone in a foreign land with no family except her daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah.
One day, Naomi heard that the famine in Bethlehem was over, and she decided to go back to her homeland. She told Ruth and Orpah, "Go back to your families. You are young and can remarry. I will go back to Bethlehem alone." Orpah, though sad to say goodbye, kissed Naomi and returned home to her family. But Ruth did something unexpected. Instead of going back to her family, she told Naomi, "Don't ask me to leave you. Where you go, I will go. Where you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried." That's from Ruth 1, verses 16 through 17.
Ruth loved Naomi so much that she was willing to leave behind everything familiar to her. Her home, her family, and her friends to serve and care for Naomi. She put Naomi's needs above her own and chose to stay by her side. That's what true servanthood looks like, putting others first, even in those times that it's hard and uncomfortable.
So Ruth and Naomi traveled together to Bethlehem. When they arrived, things were still difficult for them. They had no money, no food, and no one to take care of them. But Ruth didn't give up. She asked Naomi if she could go out into the fields and gather leftover grain to make bread for them. In those days, farmers would leave some grain behind on purpose so that the poor people could collect it and have something to eat. Ruth worked hard every day, gathering grain in the fields from morning until evening to provide food for Naomi.
One day, Ruth happened to be working in the fields of a man named Boaz. Boaz was a kind man, and he had heard all about Ruth's loyalty and love for Naomi. He admired Ruth's servant heart and how she had cared for her mother-in-law. Boaz told his workers to leave extra grain behind for Ruth to gather, and he invited her to eat with his workers at mealtime.
Ruth was very grateful for Boaz's kindness, but she continued to work hard to care for Naomi. Over time, Boaz and Ruth got to know each other, and Boaz eventually married Ruth. Through this marriage, Ruth became part of a very special family line. She would become the great-grandmother of King David, and many generations later, Jesus would be born from her family.
Ruth's story can show us what it really means to serve others. She could have gone back to her old life and taken care of herself, but instead she chose to stay with Naomi and care for her even when it was hard. Ruth didn't just serve her with her hands by gathering grain, but she also served her with her heart, showing love and loyalty to Naomi every step of the way. This is a great example of what Jesus talked about when he said, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many." And that's in Mark 10:45. Just as Ruth showed love through her actions, Jesus also showed us the ultimate act of love by giving his life for us.
We can learn from Ruth that true servanthood means loving others enough to put their needs above our own. When we serve others with a heart like Ruth's, we're showing God's love to the people around us. Just like Ruth cared for Naomi, we can look for ways to serve the people in our lives, whether it's helping a friend, being kind to a sibling, or doing something extra to help out at home. Let's pray. God, thank you for the beautiful story of Ruth. Thank you that she made you her God and honored you by staying with Naomi. We ask that you would help us to make decisions that honor you and to serve others. We don't want our lives to be selfish, thinking only of ourselves. We want to be like Christ, your Son, which means serving those around us and putting their needs above our own. Help us to start doing that this week. In Jesus' name,
amen. This week, let's follow Ruth's example and serve others with love. And don't forget to have your mom or dad visit biblicallycentered.com for some free downloads on biblically centered virtue.
We are so glad that you joined us in the Old Testament today. Until next time.
Old Testament Tuesday.